This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The food that we eat is of utmost importance. What we put into our mouths determine what the limbs will do. So, if we are to put something halal and good into the mouth and to eat it, then the nourishment will be good. And the flesh that grows from that nourishment will be good. And if we are to put something haram into our mouths and eat it, then the nourishment will be haram and the flesh that grows from that will also be evil and bad. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا نَبَتَ مِن سُحْتٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. That which has grown from haram, then the fire is more deserving of that. Meaning the fire is more deserving of that flesh than anything else. Yet today, if we take a look at how people are so greedy to the extent that they don't mind where the income comes from, to the extent that some of us will actually go as far as saying that I will make tawbah later, but I need the loan right now. So it doesn't matter, let me take that loan. Yet, if we look at this person, oftentimes they are chasing what is more. They have a roof over their head. They have food enough for the day. They have enough for years on end. But unfortunately, it is such people that are chasing more. Those are the ones that are going to the banks. Those are the ones that are going and taking loans for interest. Those are the ones that are deceiving a person for some goods, etc. Those are the people, the ones who don't actually need it, are the ones who are doing this. So it is very important for us to remember that wealth is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He named it as khayr in the Quran, goodness. So you should go after it, you should look for it, you should seek it, and it becomes a means of ibadah. It becomes an actual worship when you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking only that which is halal. But when you don't care where that income comes from, or perhaps you ignore the fact, at times we have a deal that comes our way, and it is so lucrative that we feel, you know what? In this case, I'm going to ignore the aspect of haram in this. 70% of it is halal, it's okay. Let me do it. No, even if 1% of it is haram, don't engage in that deal. This is different to those who are forced into transactions with the bank, where you have to deal with the bank and they forcibly give you interest and you take it out. That is a different case and a different scenario. But when you willingly go and you take a riba-based loan, and you know that you can actually do without it, you would survive, you would live, then this is where the problem comes. Many of us today, when we go to a restaurant, we will first ask, where is the certification? Is it halal? Was it slaughtered in the correct manner? Are you sure there is nothing wrong here? There is no pork, no alcohol. We make sure that what we put into our mouths is halal. But that which bought that burger and that which bought that drumstick and that chicken, we don't really bother to ask. Yet, if we take a look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal commanded the believers by that which He commanded the messengers. So whatever the messengers were commanded to do, the believers are required to do as well. And He says, Ya ayyuha rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu saliha. O you who have believed, O messengers, eat from that which is good and do good deeds. What does this mean? This means that if you eat of the good food, then you will be enabled to do good deeds. You will be enabled to go to the masjid. You will be enabled to perform your salah. You will be enabled to give your zakah. And the hadith continues, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ. Then he mentioned a man that takes a long journey. This is a man that normally and usually would be responded to in dua. Why? Because the dua of the musafir is answered. So one extra reason for him, for his dua to be responded to. أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرُ. He is disheveled and he is dusty. So his clothes are dusty, his hair and his beard is disheveled. This is another reason for the person's dua to be accepted, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. That there are people from amongst us, they are disheveled and dusty, but if he took a qasam on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would make that come true. If he only said that, wallahi, Allah will do this, Allah will make it happen because of the man and the caliber of the person that is saying that. That is the second reason for his dua to be accepted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ash'atha aghbar. يَمُدُّ إِلَيْهِ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He raises his hands up to the heavens. So that is the third reason. He's calling out in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would Allah not respond to such a man? And the fourth reason is يَقُولُ يَا رَبِّي يَا رَبِّي. He calls out and he increases in his calling, repetitively calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that Allah loves. When a servant calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, O my Maker, O my Maker. And he calls out again and again, Allah loves that. That is the fourth reason for this person's dua to be accepted. And then he says, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. And his clothes, his food is haram. His clothes are haram. And his drink is haram. So where is such a person expecting to receive a response from? Where would such a person receive a response from? This is not simply saying he will not be responded to. Allah is giving you the ultimate denial that you will most definitely not be responded to. Where do you expect such a response to come from? Yet the one whom you are calling to when he told you to eat halal, you couldn't do that much. The beginning of this hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ. Indeed Allah is good. لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. He does not accept anything except for goodness. So when you put something into your mouth, don't only think of where that chicken and that beef came from, but think also of where the income that bought that chicken and that beef came from. That is important, just as important as how halal the food is. So when we eat halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to our dua. أَطِبْ مَطْعَمَكَ تَكُنْ مُسْتَجَابَ الدَّعْوَةِ. When you purify your food, then you will become one whom Allah responds to. You raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Him, beg of Him, and the next day, next moment you see it has happened. What is that? That is because you made sure that what went into your mouth is halal. So it is very important for us to ensure that what we eat is halal. You see, the other aspect is not only halal, but that which is good as well. Today we have what is classified by everybody as junk food. And we eat this over and over again. We find ourselves eating crisps and eating that which was fried and eating that which is bad for the health. And then we expect to be active. And we expect to have the ability to go around and do what we want to do. Yet the beginning of that hadith says, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Eat that which is good. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And do good deeds. What does it mean? When you eat that which is good, you immediately have the ability. You eat that which is healthy. That which will give you the strength for your ibadah. Then that will give you the ability to act out with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one interesting occasion or story, narration that comes from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. A man comes to his house and he is begging, asking for something. So he had this habit where he would never turn away a beggar. So he says to the man that just wait at the doorstep and I will come back with something. Let me go and see. So he goes into his home. In the meantime, the man sees a bridle. You know, the bridle of a horse. He sees it in the house. So he picks it up and he runs away with it. He steals it. And he goes to the marketplace and he begins to sell it. So he sells it. He manages to sell it. And this money, he takes it and he eats it. It's gone. Now, in the meantime, Ali radiallahu anhu comes. He finds that the bridle is gone. So he says, Wallahi, take this money that I was going to give this man and go to the marketplace and look for a bridle. He gives one of his servants and says, go to the marketplace, look for a bridle and buy it. So the man goes to the marketplace and he looks for a bridle. He finds it and he buys it. So he comes back to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and he says, look, this is what I found. So he begins to look at the bridle and he says, Wallahi, it is as though it is the same one. It is as though it is the one that he took from my own house. Had he waited a few more moments, he would have received this money with halal, because the very money that he was going to give to the beggar was the one that he eventually received, but he received it with haram. So sometimes all we lack is a bit of sabr, patience. The fact that we are suffering now doesn't mean that we are going to suffer forever. And this is where your ihsan al-dhan billah kicks in. You're thinking good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to think the best of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Because when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come through for me, He has promised to come through for me, then you will wait patiently, knowing that your turn is coming, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let you down. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal promises us this. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And there is nothing that walks on earth except that the rizq of that particular creature is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has guaranteed to sustain that creature of His. He created the creature, so He will sustain that creature. If we understand this and bear this in mind, wallahi, we can never go to haram. We can never accept even a dime or a penny of haram, knowing that Allah has promised me halal, it will come. Allah has promised me halal, it will come. One of the people of the past, he would give so much sadaqah that the people around him would say, Wallahi, why don't you leave something for your heirs, your inheritors, those who are coming? And he says to them, his response is profound. And this is something that we can all learn from. His response is amazing. It shows his mentality with regards to money. He says, as for the money, I have left it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself. As for the money, I left it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself. And as for my heirs and my inheritors, I left Allah with them. Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? He taught his children to eat halal, to do that which is good. So he left Allah with them, knowing Allah would never let them down. And as for himself, he made sure that he sent as much as he could to the Akhirah. If we understand what our money is and what our wealth is, then there is no way, no way that we can ever eat something haram. يقول ابن آدم مالي مالي. The son of Adam says, it is my wealth, it is my wealth. وَهَلَّكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. And is there anything that belongs to you except that which you ate? So it passed. And it went, أو لبست فأفنيت, or you wore it and it became ragged and tagged, it worn out and you had to throw it away or give it away. أو تصدقت فأمضيت, or you gave a sadaqah of it, so you carried it forth to the Akhirah. These three, basically what you use And what you give of sadaqah is yours. Your money, your wealth is the access that you have to it. 70 years, 80 years, you have access. That is your money. You are plugged in for that time. As much as you can do in that time, do. Because there will come a day where you can't. So use it. Use it on yourself. Use it on your children. Give it in sadaqah. That is what will benefit you. The rest, whatever they inherit, they will take it. They will use it. They will enjoy it. And they will too pass on. It is just a cycle of life. So your wealth is the access that you have to it. Make the most of it. And those of us who feel like we don't have much, then اتقوا الله ولو بشق تمرة or اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. That fear the fire. Place a barrier between you and the fire, even if it is with half a date. Even if it is with half a date, which one of us can say, we don't have half a date to give in sadaqah. That may end up being your barrier between you and the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding of our wealth. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal give us the ability to give for His sake and give us the ability to eat that which is halal and consume only that which is good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.